The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand where it gives light to all in the house. Just so, your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord. Our Lord uses two good images in the Gospel reading this weekend to tell us how to live as disciples, the image of being salt and the image of being light. Salt and light make a difference. You notice them. You recognize them. This is how Christ is teaching us to make our deeds noticeable, visible, and making a difference. Recently, I was at a gathering. It was a holiday party, a Christmas party, a group from the parish here. We had gone to a local restaurant, has very good food. We were having a buffet dinner. One of the items on the buffet was mashed potatoes, one of my favorites. So I put a nice helping of mashed potatoes, went back to the table. We're sitting there. I take the first piece of the mashed potatoes. It was so salty, you would not believe it. I looked at other people, I said, "Is this overly salted or is it just me?" And they all tasted it, and we thought, no, this is too much salt. I don't know what happened to those mashed potatoes, but somebody put too much in, and you noticed it. And the rest of the food was delicious, so I could eat other things besides the mashed potatoes. I don't know if you've ever had overly salted food, but it can, you notice it. And when you add salt to food, you kind of put a little in, you say, "No, it's not enough," put a little more in, okay, now I can taste it. Are we making a difference in the world by our action, or are we not? Are we salt that is salty? Are we too much salt at times? Are we banging people over the head, making them listen to us or notice us? Or is it just the right amount to make difference? This image of light I was thinking about, the light of the world. You are the light of the world, Jesus says. I've noticed driving around now that the sun is just at a really nice part of the sky that when I drive around, I no longer have to pull down the visor on the car everywhere I go. Do you notice how it is in the middle of the darkest days of winter? The sun is always in your eyes. And when it goes up a little bit more now as we're getting closer to spring, it's not as in my eyes as much. And when you look right into the sun, you know it. You notice it. When people look at us living our faith, do they notice it? Do we draw attention? Do we make a difference? I think this is the invitation in the gospel this weekend. Isaiah, in the first reading, talks about this as well. He challenges the people of Israel to make a difference in their own time, not to take over the world or to get out there and conquer another nation. He tells them, look at how we're treating our own people. Are we sharing bread with the hungry, sheltering the oppressed and the homeless? If we can do this, our light will break forth like the dawn. Isaiah is really calling the people to social awareness, taking care of our own. He says, if you remove oppression from your midst, false accusation, malicious speech, bestow bread on the hungry, satisfy the afflicted, a light shall rise for you in the darkness. These are ongoing challenges to us today in our own time and place to remove oppression, false accusation, malicious speech, giving bread to the hungry and helping those afflicted. Recently, maybe we've all been noticing the political activity taking place in our country. This is an election year. There's other things going on in the news politically, and This past week, there were a lot of headlines. When I listen to our political leaders, I hear malicious speech. I don't know if it's just me, but I notice at times our leaders attacking one another's personhood, the way they speak to each other and treat one another. And that makes me uncomfortable. I wish our political leaders would have more civility and respect for each other. But people say, well, this is how politics is played. This is how it works. This is how it goes when you're campaigning, when you're running for office, or when you're trying to promote your policies. So it's not comfortable at times for us to see that, or at least it's not comfortable for me to see our leaders speaking and acting that way. And yet then I have to look at my own action and say, what am I doing that is maybe attacking the dignity of another, or being insensitive, or ignoring the needs of another person? Because that's where maybe I need to start. Maybe that's where we each can start, and to influence the world where we live, so that our light will shine forth and that it'll make a difference. I can remember back when I was in school, teachers would constantly bring this message to us as students. They'd say, let people notice you for the good you're doing, not for the bad. Because when you have bad behavior and you get in trouble, people notice that. They're going to remember that. Let them notice you for your good, the good actions that you do. Is that how we're trying to live as disciples? It's a good lesson, not only for children, but for adults as well. Do people see the good that we do, that we're trying to accomplish? You know, when Paul speaks to the Corinthians today in this second reading, he doesn't try to convince them by the wisdom of his time. And that was a big thing at the time of Paul, to bring logic and knowledge and good argumentation to try to convince another of the strength of your belief or your thought. And so Paul says, I don't come among you with words of wisdom. I'm coming to you with the message of Jesus Christ crucified. And Paul will admit of his weakness and his failings and his times that he's oppressed Christians and fallen short. And he says, Christ has redeemed me and saved me and sent you to bring this good news. Paul is trying to convince by the power of God working through him, not using human wisdom, but allowing God to work through his words and actions to persuade others to believe in Christ. Maybe we try too much to think of the logic or the wisdom or the strength of our words, and we don't think enough about the truth of our actions, the love, mercy, justice that we try to bring to others, allowing the power of God to work through us. So when we make a difference in the world, when we're salt and light, people will notice it. Let's pray this week, as we live these days ahead, this week, that we will be salt and light for the world, we'll make a difference, and that we can let the power of God work through us.